It's season one, episode 23. Now what? Sean, are you really taking this rehab serious or not? Kayla is trying to move on out, and Lexi is once again in the middle. You guys stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
thanks. You can't be in a bad mood with this song.
You can't. It's literally impossible.
Hey, what is up, guys? We're back for another episode of Teen Mom, Young and Pregnant. This is episode 23 of season one. The season has gone on so long.
Crazy.
But it's okay because I'm here with some of my favorite peoples. Introduce yourself, you guys.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Tyler McKinney and happy to be here.
What's up, guys? Mike Thieling. I'm here in the live chat. I see you people. Talk to us.
And I am your girl, Drew Jones. You guys, we have so much to talk about tonight. We have Brianna doing the whole actual single parent thing since, you know, she's actually on her own now. There's some trouble in best friend paradise for Kayla and Devin. Lexi is going camping. Ashley and Barr are trying to figure out where to go next. And Jade is getting real tired of Sean's BS. Plus, we have our baby of the week, which is just where we, you know, fall in love with their children like we do every week. And we have our gold star moment, which is where we, you know, throw someone a bone and tell them they're doing a good job. Plus, you guys, we have so much news and gossip this tonight. Like, insane. There's a lot going down. Just hours before the show started, people are using Twitter fingers, honey. So you guys have to stay tuned. What is your all's initial thought of tonight's episode?
I thought tonight was a good episode. There was a lot going on, a lot to talk about. Each of them. Sometimes we have some of the girls, they're just not very exciting. There's not much going on. But this time, there was.
I thought it was pretty cool because we're getting to the end of the season now, presumably. It's been going forever, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're really starting to see a number of the storylines kind of wrap up and reach some kind of logical conclusion to finally bring our predictions to truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Someone you've been predicting, you've been hoping for this for so long, and it looks like we're closer. Miss Brianna is living life without Robert. And while it's stressful, she seems... Well, no, actually, she seems very stressed.
She does.
Very stressed. So much so that she's yelling at her mom. She's getting attitude with everybody. What are you guys thinking about Miss Brianna?
What do you think, Mike?
I think she just needs to end it already. I think it's very evident to me that she knows she wants to end it. But for some reason, she just won't. We saw her jump into the relationship with Robert really quick, right? So she wants that comfort. She wants someone to be there, but it's so obvious that it's not Robert. She's just not willing to give it up.
Yeah. And I thought once he left that she'd kind of get that spark back in her. She'd maybe start hanging out with some people. I don't know. She just still seems so sad. I know she's stressed from work, but it's like, wow, you're still not happy that he's gone.
Yeah. I mean, mind you, I'm not a parent, so I'm not going to claim to act like I know what it's like to raise a child. But I just feel like, I don't know. I understand being stressed out, but there's a certain amount of stress that you're allowed to have where you can't, but you can't like flip out on your parents. Just the way she was talking to her mom in the car, I was like, ooh, if I ever talk to my mom like that.
Yeah, same. But going back to your point, the stress has nothing to do with her relationship to Robert, I feel like. Because to me, if you're crazy stressed out, right, then when he calls you and FaceTimes you, it's like, oh my, I miss you so much. It's so hard without you. She's doesn't want to look at him. She wants to play with the comforter. Yeah. She doesn't want to look at him or talk to him. It's so indifferent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely is. And he said, I love you. And once again, she didn't say it back.
That's cold. Yeah. And even more heartbreaking when Brayson comes and Brayson's like more excited to try to get to Robert through the phone than to do anything else. That's heartbreaking. So, you know, she should just end it. End it if you don't want it.
Yeah, because he's getting a little obsessive at this point. Like, she tells her mom that he's called 17 times and that he gets upset with her because of her not really wanting to talk. But, I mean, in all fairness, she was at work. But I just, like, I don't know. Her mom had a very good point saying that she feels like Robert was a rebound from Danae.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fact. He just is.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, she was at work. But I get it. If, you know, when they left, she said, It's not like that. We're still together. I want to be together. And if you're texting, calling, and you're just getting ignored, mm-hmm. I get it. Man. That's really frustrating being so far away. And I feel like Robert's always put it out on the table. His heart is out there. He's in it 100%. And if she's not, like, that's going to be bottled up and you're going to explode.
Yeah. She definitely didn't give herself time between Danae and Robert. And I think that that's starting to show even more, especially with Brayson's reaction to seeing Robert. You know, now he's super excited. He recognizes Robert and mm-hmm. this guy's no longer as involved as he was before. I've always thought about how she shouldn't stop bringing guys around the baby as yeah. often as she does.
When do you guys think is a good time to, one, introduce a guy, and two, how young do you think they start really, like, taking it in? That there's, like, another, like, that people are getting introduced to them?
I think you need to date. Everybody's different. Everybody is, so it's really hard to judge, but I would say at least 6 months. I mean, make sure it's something really solid that you're going to be continuing. I mean, forget them. They're way off the stratosphere of dating basically a month and then moving across country with each other, right? So I'd say give it a nice 6 months. Make sure this is something real and something that you want to continue and that this person is actually ready to step into some kind of orbital parent role.
Yeah, because if they would have waited 6 months or if she would have waited 6 months, she would have realized that this is not really worth it. And then right. he would have never met Robert.
Yeah, it would potentially not be in this predicament at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. But you know what's worth it? Subscribing to our channel.
There you go.
You guys, we produce so many after shows for literally all of your favorite shows, from reality to sci-fi to drama to superheroes, like, you name it, we probably have it. So what we need you guys to do is we need you all to subscribe to one or more of our channels, because you're not only doing us a favor because you're supporting us, but you're doing yourselves a favor because it's giving you content that you actually want to see. So if you like The Real Housewives of Atlanta and you start watching us on one thing, guess what? We're going to recommend a bunch of other shows that you might like based off of your loyalty to that. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't even trip, because you guys can turn those off. I don't like notifications either, so just switch them off. So you guys hit the subscribe button for this channel and check out all of our AfterBuzz shows. We're on a bunch of them, so if you like seeing us, you know, make sure to follow us and see what other shows that we're on. And let us know that you guys did so in the comments, and we'll make sure to shout out to you guys, comment to you all during the week. We love talking to you all. But for now, we already appreciate what you guys are doing for us now. Thank you so much for letting us be the ESPN of TV Talk. Yes, we love you guys.
Love it.
Miss Lexi.
Come on.
Miss Lexi.
Going on a camping trip with her family. They say Kyler can't come.
Yay, mm-hmm. Exciting.
That was a given.
Yeah. Mike, you try to say Kyler's not that bad.
But he is.
You know what? I'm more upset with her for this episode than him.
Really?
Because as bad as Kyler is, okay, she does nothing by lying about the situation. Mm-hmm. And to tell Kyler, well, I just didn't think you'd want to, so I didn't know. When we saw her with her folks and her confessional interview, she straight up said, I'm not inviting him. It's not good for anything. So if you want anything to get better and you truly do, then lay it out. Look, I don't think it's a good idea for you to come. I'm going to try to get away with my family. And then she didn't even, at least we didn't get to see it, she didn't even slip in the fact that her parents said, you know, he can come around again, let's try to bury the hatchet or something like that.
Yeah.
So she's got to be straight up and honest and really throw everything out on the table if she wants this situation to get any better.
Yeah. She definitely should not have lied. But she also, I mean, her lying, if she would have invited him, he probably wouldn't have come anyway. And if he did, he wasn't going to enjoy himself. So in the end, it just was better that he didn't go.
This is a straight callback to last week when Stefan didn't go to the baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Invite, he should have gone. If he wants to be a part of this and he wants to try to make anything work with Kyler, I don't really know if he does or not want to try to make anything work with the parents, but he should have gone. He should have been invited. I think he should have gone. And same kind of thing. Stay on the outskirts. Volunteer to, like, tend the fire. Like, stay out of anything big and try to rebuild.
I mm-hmm. just feel like Kyler's made it so obvious that he doesn't want to have anything to do with the parents. And I think at this point, Lexi's tired of trying to make it work, which I agree she shouldn't have lied. And I agree that she needs to speak up, because the whole, like, you know, passive thing is annoying as hell. Like, I cannot. I've never seen anyone so passive. I kind of watch it and I'm like, how did she get casted by MTV? Because she's so passive. But on the flip side, what bothers me about Kyler is he just does things to push buttons.
Yep.
Him being like, well, maybe I wanted to go camping and spend quality time. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You just, like, you want to push buttons. You want to step on toes. You want to see how far you can push this girl because she doesn't push back. And I just think it's so gross. It's honestly so frustrating. And we kind of see that she, you know, she's kind of almost like having PTSD from her parent, from feeling she was in the middle when her parents were getting divorced. And now she feels like she's in the middle with Kyler and the mom's fight, or the parent, like her parents now's fight. And I kind of feel for her because, like, that sucks that you're consistently put in the space of, like, I have to choose between people I love. And I think knowing how long that they've been together, I imagine he knows that. And if he cared about her, I feel like he wouldn't put her in a situation that was already so hard for her.
Right. Yeah. And going off of that, being put in the middle, part of me feels like she puts herself in the middle.
Oh, she absolutely does.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing for your parents to not like your boyfriend, but is your boyfriend a good boyfriend? Like, do they have reason not to like your boyfriend?
Yeah. Yes. You know, I think I misspoke a little bit earlier, too. I believe the parents said he could start coming back around when they were on the camping trip, right? Mm-hmm. So that's not fair. She couldn't have brought that up when they spoke. But I still think she needs to step up and take the major steps to repairing this. Because, you know, he's not going to do it.
Yeah. The issue, though, is there really shouldn't be anything to repair because the parents are just asking that he treat you with respect.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's not like they are beefing with him for some ridiculous reason. Your parents are literally being your parents.
Right.
And I don't really care how old you are. I feel like, actually, I'm going to take that back. Because there are some moments where I'm like, okay, parents, like, you need to back off. But I feel like in Lexi's case, she chooses to act like a child.
Mm-hmm.
So then you should be parented. If you want to act like an adult, then cool. But you haven't displayed any, especially compared to the other moms, you haven't displayed anything of real growth, in my opinion, that would make me think that you don't need your parents, like, constant.
Yeah. I mean, what I was going to say, you took the words out of my mouth. She needs to hang out with some of the other moms, get some of that chutzpah, and she really needs to stick it to Kyler chutzpah. And say, look, chutzpah is good, right? It's good. She needs to stick it to him and say, look, if we're going to do this and be a family, the three of us, right, you need to respect my parents because we need to be able to come around for family gatherings and stuff like that. So this is what it's going to be. Lay it down a little bit. Say, same thing I've been saying the whole time. Lay out a plan. You're going to come over to the house once a week, and we're going to reintegrate you with my parents. Everybody's going to work on getting along. But this passive, you know, giving yeses to everybody and just not wanting any kind of conflict is not going to work.
And it's kind of strange because every time they pop up on the screen, I'm just thinking, like, you know that this is not how relationships are supposed to work, right? Like, you're supposed to be able to bring your significant other around your parents. You're supposed to be able to go on trips.
Yeah. Yep. And I've had boyfriends who, like, I had a boyfriend, long-term boyfriend, who's, if you're watching it, you know who you are, whose mother, I could have been Michelle Obama and she would have still disliked me. Like, she just did not like me. Does that mean I'm just not going to come around and be rude and disrespectful? No, because, like, that's someone who is an important – it's your mother. I'm going to be respectful. And even if I'm not her cup of tea and she's not necessarily mine, it doesn't give me warrant to act like a tool.
Right. Did you know right off the bat why she didn't like you?
Because I was a girl and I was dating her son, like, her only son.
Of course.
So I, like, you know – But there's, like,
sounds legit.
There's politics to be played with parents. And parents aren't those things that you get to kind of, like, you know, choose to not deal with. Like, if you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you have to integrate their family. That's why, you know.
And you should want to. Like, that's what doesn't make any sense the most to me. I know a lot of this doesn't make sense. But the pinnacle of it for Kyler, right, is these parents are helping with your kid. They're giving
so much
support.
Yeah.
Why would you want to alienate any of that? You know, we've heard that he's had problems with his own family, his own parents in the past. I get that 100%. But even if you've had that kind of problems, you can absolutely recognize that her family is stepping up and is a great positive influence on your child, is willing to help and willing to support. You should be taking every advantage of that you possibly can.
Yeah. And that's how you know that whatever is causing Kyler to act like this is has nothing to do with her or her parents. It's all within him because, like, they're good people. They're just trying to help, and you don't like them for no reason at all.
Yeah. Well, someone who does have a reason to, you know, dislike some people is Miss Devin, a.k.a. Kayla's best friend. They want to move out together. They're getting some hard truths about pricing, which we've kind of talked about before, that, listen, moving out on your own is expensive. Like, it is, you buy things that you don't think you need to buy. You know, there's always a bill. There's always something that needs to be bought. It is a never-ending black hole that you don't get to spend a lot of time at because you're too busy working for to be able to afford it.
Makes you appreciate your parents.
Yeah. Adulthood. What I'm saying is adulthood sucks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it's no
to
fun.
To sum it up.
It's not fun. But Devin already kind of hints early in the episode that she has some hesitations as she kind of tells Kayla she thinks they should have some rules, Stefan not being allowed. We find out that Kayla is still letting Stefan see Isaiah with supervision. And Devin tells or wants to talk to Kayla's mom. Do we feel like Devin is overstepping boundaries?
Definitely. She definitely is. First of all, she's texting her mom. I mean, my mom texts some of my friends, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. But when it comes to this, I just, it's a little bit weird. And the issues that she's bringing to Kayla's mom about Kayla are just things she should just say to Kayla directly.
The only friend of mine that my mom texts is my wife. Everything else would be extremely weird for me. This, I think, is really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm really disappointed in Devin because I kind of had her back enough the last time this happened. And then Kayla was straight up like, look, just talk to me about it, right? And everything was fine. They had their little heart-to-heart on the stoop, right, on the stairs. Mm-hmm. And then she goes and does it again. Well, I think that's a big breach of trust, and I don't know why she would do it. It doesn't seem that epic of a thing to say, look, we saw how much money this rent is going to be. I don't think I could do – do you really think you could do it? Can we –
yeah, there's already, like, so many concerns without even bringing Stefan into it that I'm confused as to why, if this is your best friend,
right,
I'm confused as to why you can't talk about it with her. But I also have a very firm don't move in with your best friend rule. Because this is what happens. You get out of high school and you're ready to take on the big city with your best friend and you guys move in and you realize that while they're your best friend, their living situation, like how they choose to live, could be very different from you. I've had the same, but our parents literally went to Lamaze class together. Mm. She's been my best friend my entire life. We will never live together. No. Ever in life. And I love that girl more than anything. We are sisters at this point. But you just don't live with your best friend. It's just like, it's like an unspoken rule. I've never seen anyone successfully live with their best friend unless it's like your wife or a husband or whatever. But yeah, like that one, I don't know. There's just something there that's like you, because you're at a point where you know each other so well and you feel so uncensored with each other that you guys can start talking real reckless or kind of like take each other for granted. So,
yeah. But you don't. You kind of don't know each other that well. That's because true. Living with someone is totally different than coming over and hanging out after school or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
it can
absolutely
ruin friendships for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I also did find it, however, hilarious. Devin got me the funniest this episode when she was like, we need rules. We got to talk about a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. We need rules. And then Kayla said, well, what? She was like, well, Stefan can't come over. Okay. And that's like it.
And
that's
the
only rule. I was like, oh, that's the only rule.
Two, going off of that, considering the way their relationship has been, if that's your rule and she's already been breaking that rule, then why would you then don't move in with her if you feel like she's going to bring him over?
Well, she hasn't necessarily broken that rule.
At her mom's place, she did.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe Devin just thinks she'd have more respect for her in a rule set out immediately going in. I feel like you treat your home, your parents' home, different than the apartment.
That's true. Because I remember being a teenager and being messy, and now that I'm an adult and have my own place, I'm like, everything has to be clean all the time. Look how organized I am.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think another thing that kind of bothers me about the situation is that Devin not only talked to the mom, but she also went to Annabelle. Yeah. So yeah. Why are you going to all these other people besides Kayla? Because I don't really think Kayla's an we've seen her get a little irrational with things, but it's not, I wouldn't even necessarily say irrational or irrational. I would say more so she gets a little defeated by things.
But I think Kayla's one of the most level-headed ones, I agree. To be honest. Mm-hmm. And my whole question the entire time is, why isn't she moving in with Annabelle?
Yeah.
That might be... Well,
that seems like a better match.
But, I mean, we don't necessarily know Annabelle's situation. She might be going off. She might be doing college.
I don't care. Annabelle, you've been drafted.
But I just think, I don't know, that it... It bothers me that she went to Annabelle, and then when Kayla kind of describes the relationship her and Devin have, where they fight and then they won't talk for a few months, that's not how it works.
It's not.
You don't get to not talk to your roommate for a couple months.
Yeah, and when they were in the car having the conversation about everything, she mentioned that not only has she heard it from Annabelle, but she just mentioned other people. She didn't say who. Mm-hmm. So Devin's going around telling Annabelle and other random people and then her mom.
It's really strange. It's a really strange thing to do behind your back. And especially, just like we said, over something that is not that epic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because what it says at that point is, if you're continuously telling people my business besides my mom, because if you go to my mom, I can kind of understand that that's your concern for me. You go to my other best friend, I'm like, but if you're telling multiple people, what that says to me more so is you are using me as a ploy to get attention. Oh. And that's messy. Yep. And I understand that they're young, but I don't like that.
I'm surprised their friendship lasted this long if this has been going on the whole time.
But I mean, they're out of high school now, so I guess we'll see. Because I remember putting up with stuff like that too when I was a teenager. And now I'm like,
never again.
Bye.
Yeah.
So Bar is... Bar's been bailed out of jail now, and he and Ashley kind of have a phone conversation, and he admits that drinking is an issue for him, and she starts crying on the phone because she just says it's really hard to relive it. They agree that they need to go to therapy. She's moving back in with her mom and actually goes to therapy herself. Mm-hmm. I am actually very proud of Ashley.
Same.
I feel like this was a good episode for her.
It was. It gets better and better every episode. Like you said, there's been this breakthrough that's happened over the course of the season. And I was definitely proud of her this time around, because you really started to see more of how she really feels, opposed to just putting up with BS.
Again, Ashley, I think, is one of the more level-headed girls on the show. A lot of the stress in their relationship has come from their moms. When they're able to separate it, much better. And look, the stuff that went down, and she was a strong enough person to call the cops and kind of deal with it. So that says a lot about her person just right there.
Yeah.
So I agree, she's doing great.
We find out that Bar actually started really drinking when his brother got convicted. And she even says herself she doesn't want to hold this in. She knows she needs to talk to somebody because she doesn't want it to feel like it's her fault. And I think that the level of self-awareness that takes is so advanced that she's only 21. The fact that she's grasping onto that, I'm like, oh, y'all are gonna be okay. And I think domestic violence is such a tricky thing, because obviously it's never okay. And I remember being younger and thinking oh, if someone puts their hands on you, it's game over, it's done. Mm-hmm. But now, getting older, I realize that there's so many gray areas to it. And in this particular situation, I don't really know what's best for them, you know?
It's each and every incident is really complex situation. None of us were there. No one knows the extent of anything that happened. And obviously we can't actually be in her head or his head to know what any of them are thinking. So it's really hard to even kind of comment on it.
And when she was talking about it, I kind of just tried to imagine what it would be like to, be with my boyfriend and then him to just completely turn into this other person right in front of me, and then to put his hands on me, something he's never done before. I can just imagine being super scared.
And confused.
Yeah.
Because it's what's happening?
Sure.
And, I mean, on their social media, or at least as of last week, they had been posting pictures together because the reunion was just filmed. So it seems like they're back together.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think one of the things I've always admired about Barr and Ashley is that there is such a level of communication that we don't really see with any other couple. Like, they are very transparent. And I don't want to say that, oh, just take him back, like, you know, from the get-go. But I think if you see legit growth there, I think if you see him working through it and stuff, then it's something to think about.
I mean, we're not talking about Jade yet, but this plays into what we're going to talk about later and all them on the show. But actions are all that matters.
Yeah.
So you got to see what Barr ends up doing now that he's out of jail. Maybe that was enough of a wake-up call. And again, formulate that plan. What are you going to do?
But, you know, I have faith in Barr because we've seen her call things out of him, like not defending her to his mother and stuff. And, like, has it been as quickly as we've liked it? No. But have we seen progression? Yes. And I'm not saying, like, if he puts the hands on you, like, clearly you need to see some serious progression. But, like, I think Barr is somebody who he really does love Ashley. He really does love his daughter. He really does want to be a good man. So I think, like, we've seen him act enough to where I have faith that he's going to come through this.
Same.
But Sean, on the other hand.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So Sean is, you know, supposedly going to do outpatient surgery, or not surgery, outpatient rehab, but he loses his ID. And even though Jade is paying for treatment, he still has to go get his ID. But it's been an entire week and there's no ID.
Yeah. And then he wants her to come with him to get the ID. Why not just go by yourself? She has to work.
All the guys let me down so much this episode. I feel so disappointed in everybody. The steps to me are there to make everything work okay. And I know we're looking at it from an outside perspective, and it's easy to kind of cast these, you know, judgments and say what you could do. But this stuff's a no-brainer. I want to go to outpatient rehab. You go make the effort. They turn you away. Okay, the DMV is open tomorrow, and you just don't go. And you don't go for a whole week. I mean, what else? What do you want us to say about that? There's nothing to say. You're not showing anybody you're committed to doing what's right.
Yeah.
This is where I had a huge... I mean, Sean is not my favorite. I mean, honestly, none of the dads are really my favorite. Except, like, Barr, maybe, on a good day. But
Robert, not really dad.
What bothered me was, one, Sean asked her to... He said, I want you to be a part of it. And He does exactly what, I mean, it's very much of an addict of him to say all this, but he's trying to move in again, forcefully, like, not even forcefully, he's like, he's trying to, like, smooth talk his way in, and, oh, I'll watch Chloe so you can sleep in, like, almost making it like he is adding value to her life.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he gets mad at her because she says no, because she wants to know what's going to make this time different. And he says, you won't let it be different. And I'm like,
won't let it be different.
You won't let it be different. Exactly. Because you are the ones with the issues here. And it's so unfair. And I've said it time and time again. It's so unfair for you to put a girl in a situation who has literally had to deal with this her entire life, had everyone around her who she loves struggle with this.
Right.
And for you to flip it and to make it seem like it's her fault, like, that's so gross.
It is gross.
And he's saying you're not letting it be different, but he's obviously literally not doing anything to make it different. Exactly. Right? To be different would be he's already in the rehab because he went immediately the next day. She's paying for it. What more could you possibly want? I was shocked that she's paying for it.
Yeah.
Right? So what more could you actually want? To make the situation different would be following through with what you said you were going to do, and it's not happening.
Yeah. His argument is that he wants her to give him the benefit of the doubt. But how many times does someone have to give you the benefit of the doubt and you keep disappointing them over and over again? And while he's doing his inpatient treatment, I don't think he needs to live there necessarily.
No.
Don't be in my space.
Absolutely not. And I honestly don't think it's even a matter of how many times you give somebody the benefit of the doubt. You don't need the benefit of the doubt if you're not doing anything to be doubted. So if you don't want to be doubted, you go to the DMV and get your ID and you go check into the rehab thing. There's not what he doesn't work, right?
Right.
What could he possibly be doing that's more important for those 7 days than getting back together with, you know, his daughter?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
if you look at social media, apparently they're together too. And I don't know. I don't have a lot of faith in the situation. I think Jade could do so much better.
She's kind of a roller coaster, right? So a lot of the times, I think she's super level-headed about it, and then she has let him back in to exactly what Tyler is saying. She's given him the benefit of the doubt multiple times now, even just over the past 4 or 5 episodes, we've seen it. So now's the time for action for Sean.
Yeah, agreed.
It is. It is indeed. We will have to wait and see. Let's hop into our gold star moment of the week.
These get harder.
These do.
Every week.
For those of you all who don't know what gold star moment of the week is, it's just a chance where we kind of shine a light on somebody who didn't completely stress us out. And like Mike said, it's getting really hard.
Yeah, it gets hard.
So Mike, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm going to give my gold star to Ashley. Because to me, out of everybody this episode, she's had the best head on her shoulders. I think she's dealing with the trauma of what she went through in the best possible way she can. I'm really proud of her. Just like we said, she went to therapy. She's being civil with Barr on the phone. And I truly agree with not taking his phone calls and stuff while he was in jail. Mm-hmm. Because I think she's right. I think he can easily be a smooth talker. So that can be a little bit dangerous. She let the stuff settle. And now she's dealing with it. I like it.
Yes. I would say that the gold star goes to Ashley's mom, Pastor T. She only appeared maybe once this time around. But what stuck out to me was that she gave Ashley props on just like dealing with everything. She's like, you know, you're with everything you've been dealing with, you're doing a great job. And I felt like as a mom, like you need to say things like that, especially if someone's going through all that she's going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gold star moment.
I'm giving mine to Lexi's mom because I think when Lexi said that, you know, this was hard for her because she felt like she was in the middle during her parents' divorce, I think it took a lot for her mom to recognize that that was something that legitimately hurt her daughter and to apologize for it and to not even hesitate to apologize. Like, she instantly was like, I'm sorry, and then tried to better the situation and tried to make it work with Kyler. Mm-hmm. I think that takes a lot, so... That's who my gold star moment of the week is. But you guys, let us know who your all's is in the comments, and we will be sure to chat with you guys throughout the week. Let's do my favorite segment, Baby of the Week.
Yay!
There it is.
I can't.
I wait all week for that.
Every week. I'm just like,
never gets old.
It's like, what?
It's amazing.
Are you kidding me? I can't handle it. And then they start screaming. And I'm like, and go back to your mom. There you go.
Not as cute anymore.
I actually think we have 2 photos. So you want to hop into? Oh.
Sure. So this is baby Isaiah.
I can't.
He's wearing a nice warm sweater knit. And he just looks so happy. He's getting chubby.
He is.
That but is I love it. A fantastic, that's like a stock photo
for
right
sure.
there that could be sold to ads
he
or something
looks
like that.
So much like both of them.
Yes.
Going off of that, I also sent in a baby of the week photo. And in fact, it's Isaiah. But it's Isaiah featuring Chloe. This is from the reunion.
Which is so awesome. This is like we were talking before. We were talking about videos that get us.
Yeah.
Right? Soldiers coming home. I said little animal friends. Amazing.
Yeah.
Little kid friends.
Yeah.
Little kid best friends.
Baby's doing cute
things
together.
They can't even talk.
Baby kisses.
Yes.
Come on.
Are like, the cutest.
That's so cute.
Little besties, and they don't even, they can't speak to each other.
I know.
Amazing.
I can't handle it. They're so cute. You guys, these photos are on Kayla's Instagram and Jade's Instagram for the second photo. So if you guys want to check them out, go check them out because they literally have so many cute photos. But we have to hop into news and gossip because we have so much to talk about.
Oh,
man.
This is...
First up, it is Miss Brianna's birthday yesterday. So happy belated to her.
Happy birthday.
She's a grown woman now. Mm-hmm. And then Robert posted on Instagram. Let me pull it up.
I'm scared.
He posted on Instagram. And he said, I finally sat down and watched all the episodes that I missed. And I wish they would have played so much more, shaking my head. And, man, I care so much about her and Brayson. And I'll always with him. Always with him. Okay, yeah, that doesn't make sense. I had to reread it. I miss Brayson so much. It's crazy. I hope one day I can see her and Brayson again. Hashtag Teen Mom OG. Hashtag Teen Mom. Hashtag I miss you guys.
Well, he sees them every week.
Gosh. Yeah, on TV.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Low blow.
But, like, don't you think that, like, if you're watching your girlfriend on TV basically talk about how she didn't really want to be with you?
You would think.
I guess.
I think it just speaks to how true of a person Robert is.
Yeah.
I really think he was all in it, man. He had great intentions. He moved. It goes on and on and on. I feel bad for the kid.
Tyler, I'm going to let you share your news because the Ashley tea that we have is a lot. So I'll let you do yours first.
Maybe I'll give them some good Ashley tea.
Yeah.
And then we can go into the drama.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Ashley is going back to school.
Yay.
That's great.
Awesome.
So she's going to be going to school. She's enrolled in a medical assisting certificate program. She's also going to start taking her prereqs so she can eventually transfer. So that's amazing. And she's also working. So she's doing it.
Go off, girl.
Yes.
Keep gold starring.
You had some tea about Barr's brother.
Yeah, so Barr's brother was officially sentenced to life, or 50 years to life in prison on Wednesday.
Good Lord.
So we kind of saw how everything played out leading up to this. But that's the news we have on that.
That's very dangerous, too. We know that his initial arrest and such sent Barr into some kind of spiral. So this could potentially reinvigorate some problems, some personal problems for him. It's going to be really, really tough.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, apparently it's getting rough because I, you know, decided to just hop on Twitter today, see what the girls were doing, honey. And Miss Ashley decided that she was going to expose, in her words, not mine, some hoes today.
Wow.
So she tweeted, I feel like exposing some hoes today. Y'all ready? No, Ashley. We weren't ready. Yeah. No one was ready. She says, Exhibit A, when I first asked her, she's talking about Shin, about the Photoshop comments, she said she wasn't talking about me. She tried to cover it up with a friend from school, but she got mad. All the Photoshop posts became about me, but I thought I looked good after having a baby. Confused. So Ashley actually posted legit receipts, and in the comment it says, from Shin, I haven't done anything. Apparently, we are made out of jokes because now there's a pic of me in this tea I've never heard of and Photoshop my pic with the tea. I think Ashley is beautiful and doing well since having the baby. So then we go to Exhibit B.
Oh, there's more.
There's more. Exhibit B, please refer to the next two pictures where she admits that she sent her daughters to try and fight me or that her daughters tried, but I thought no one said fight. So Shin posted this thing on Facebook. It says, listen, no one said to fight Ashley. I speak facts and that's that. She's mad because she doesn't faze me. She spews lies. Barr and Holly, are you concerned now? Good morning. Have a great day. See y'all at 4. Wait, did she say crack? I don't smoke crack ever. But did she say her mom and dad did out of her own mouth? I have that too. So then in the comments, it's basically these next two photos are basically just where Shin is saying, you know, people are telling her that she needs to fight Ashley. And she's basically like, she won't fight my daughters because she's like, you know, scared and all of this. And then but then she also flips and says that violence isn't the answer. So who knows? But let's get to Exhibit C.
Thought we were done.
But there's like 3 more exhibits. She says, your son can't call you around me, but when Barr's phone was broken, you were calling me every day. See other pictures of our texts when I told her I would let Barr call after work. So the first post is another Instagram post. And basically, it's Shin claiming that she is blocked by Ashley. And that Barr isn't allowed to talk to her. So she's saying that, like, Ashley's not letting Barr talk to her. But then there's this text conversation between the two where it's very clear that Ashley says, hey, didn't see your call. I'll tell him he's not with me right now. And Barr says, thank you. So Exhibit D. Apparently, now this is news to me, but apparently Ashley says, I never posted her panties. I'm too grown for that. But you reposted it. And in the original live, you were the one saying, show the panties. So guilty by association. Everyone knows I only wear a thong size extra small. Are you sure those weren't yours? So apparently.
Everyone knows that?
I don't know. I didn't know that. But so these next two. So these next two posts. The first one is basically. Shin saying she never posted her underwear or her address online. But then there's a post from Shin that says, okay, here's the dirty panty video. I am not in it. She lived with my nieces. They fell out because she disrespects me. And they went live with her panties. So I guess, I mean, I didn't hear about this, but I guess Ashley's alleged draws mm-hmm. on the internet. And they were not of the cleanest of quality. This is just some weird hood stuff. It's like just
this
petty.
Is one of the weirdest interactions I could ever think of a mother-in-law to
yes.
ever happen.
But wait,
we're not done.
There's more.
Come on,
one more exhibit.
Yes,
E.
Exhibit E. Bar is not allowed at his own daughter's birthday party. See the next picture where Bar and I discuss why we mutually chose to celebrate separately. So there is a text conversation between Barr and Ashley where they just say where Barr himself says, yes, we both agree. I did not come so Holly could have a good day, and I did not want to have an issue with anyone, and I wanted her to enjoy her birthday 100%. Y'all good, LOL.
Till his gate close.
Yeah, so
never
basically
heard that term before.
Barr... I don't know.
What is happening right now?
I
feel like this is where I'm going to, and let's talk about it, but I feel like this is where I'm going to sum up this entire point. Someday, Holly's going to be old enough to read.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything Grandma is posting is going to be real embarrassing and real strange.
The internet is forever.
It's forever. All this drama is going to come back around, just like we've talked for the last couple weeks. You know, even when you make up in that time, now they're watching again in real time. It's going to open up old wounds. None of this can possibly work out good for anybody besides the fact that we get to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start. First of all, the whole panty situation. I had read something about this like weeks ago, but I could never find the video, and I still can't find the video. But after reading Shin's Instagram post, apparently, I think Ashley was staying with the nieces, fell out with the mom, so fell out with the nieces. Then they went live. Shin did not post the – she wasn't in the actual video, mm-hmm. but she reposted it. So Ashley was pissed that she even did that much. But why would you repost it? Why even –
why is this even a thing?
I'm not sure, but my last bit of news and gossip is I'm guessing Barr's probably on the outs with his mother, too, because Shin actually posted that Barr had been talking about his mom abusing him at the reunion, and so Shin's not happy about it. So she posted receipts of an email from years back from CPS stating that the claims had been unsubstantiated. So it does not seem like it is all quiet on the Western front over there. I'm not sure. So
this is a hot mess.
It's a hot mess, for sure. But let's hop into predictions before we sign off.
Oh, we gotta just leave that.
Yeah, because I just like I don't even know what to say,
man.
Because I mean, I'm sure we're gonna all log on to Twitter or whatever and see that it's developed more.
Yeah.
Since then, and we'll bring that to you guys next week. if you don't want to go watch the dumpster fire yourself,
it's gotta stop.
But yeah. Mike, what is your prediction for next week? I feel like I know what it is, but
I feel okay. I feel that if I don't predict that Robert and Brianna are going to break up, then they will.
Mm.
So I'm not going to predict that because I think they should. So I'm not predicting that. And therefore, I'm going to pass her right now because that's my default.
Okay.
And I want to think just a second more about a really good one.
Okay.
Well, we did see at the very end of this episode that Jade tells Sean that she doesn't – or she always thinks that he's up to something.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, social media really confuses me because it looks as if they're together now. But here we're hearing her say that she always feels like he's up to something, so she doesn't trust him. I just feel like there's going to be another blow up. I mean, yet again.
Yeah.
So, nothing new.
My only prediction is I would or more so hope, I want to see what happens with Devin and Kayla. Because I don't think you get to go around and talk about me and call yourself my best friend and, like, it just be swept under the rug.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and I've got mine now. I think that we are about to come to a head where Sean is actually not going to be on the show anymore. Oh. I think, you know, we've seen Stefan go away. We've seen Barr kind of go away. I have a feeling that we're coming soon to a last straw and he's going to be done.
Okay. Well, we will have to see. You guys, make sure to comment, make sure to like, subscribe, show us some love. Until next time, I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
I am Tyler McKinney. You can follow me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney and on YouTube at Tyler McKinney.
And I am Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
All right, guys. We'll see you all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.